Black Power family, I am coming to you today with the second episode of my podcast. Last time I spoke with you about how I was on the fast for Ramadan, and I have continued no eating, drinking, or partaking in things that will take you off your spiritual path. So no food or drink, and then no negative words or things coming into my existence. Ramadan is a spiritual thing for me. It's not, it is part of religion, but I would not say that I am caught up in religious traditions or habitual things, but I am. I know who the Creator is. I know who my God is, and my purpose and plan in life is. And my focus needs to be aligned with what I'm here for. So I do partake in celebrations of religious ways, but I focus my time on my purpose and God's purpose and plan for me. Right now, I am a few days into the fast, and I wanted to speak with you on some of the revelations I've been getting. I've been having clear dreams that lead me to look a little bit more into things. The dreams are like I'm there and it's being revealed right in front of me. I just need to take these dreams and apply them to my life. Be more intuitive to things around me, but I love the feeling. I feel more rooted and grounded. What I wanted to talk to you about is I realized that my love should come from a place of charity and not a place of acceptance. I should never look for acceptance in love and relationships. Yes, that's a good thing, but my love should be given and not looked for to be received. I realize I can do more and help more and support more. If you know a little bit about the Revolutionary Black Panther Party, I do those things, but I see that I can do things on a larger scale. The little things can help outside of being in uniform and feeding the people and working on opening the charter schools, but I can love from my heart in every situation that I'm in. I should not let experiences or situations shut me down or cut me off from things, but should be open to giving and not receiving. Laughter is one of the things that I realize I need to just enjoy life and have fun. And know that everything is working for the greater good. I'm doing everything within my power to build things up for my people and for my community. But the little things, helping the person who can't pay their tab or helping others who are in need. I'm in an area right now where there's a lot of people that came from Puerto Rico, and living in hotels or don't have jobs. If I can't provide a job, I can help look for a job for someone. I can help feed families that don't come to the feed the people. I can just share more with friends and acquaintances and be more open to receiving what is shared. Right now is such a beautiful time in the world, as I'm in a place in my life where I wasn't last year and I won't be next year. But I'm hoping that this podcast can be a memoir of my life and help others to see into some things that from a different perspective. So that's what I wanted to tell you. In the future, I will have a podcast on polygyny. I don't think anybody's come from it from a place where I'm at. I feel like the place where I am in the world of polygyny is a place like no other. And I know my ancestors are looking down on me proud. But I want to tell whoever may be listening about it, as well as break down the stereotypes and the barriers and those people who learn to exploit polygyny in a way that it never was supposed to be. If you can't do it right, just be monogamous. But I will speak on those situations and those people. I know you see them out in the public eye, or you see them on YouTube talking about things, and either they're not in it or they're in it for the wrong purpose. So I hope to shed some light, tell your friends about it, have them subscribe to my podcast, and I hope to grow more and speak more and teach you about things that I know, as well as in the future I will grow more and purpose and focus and shine more light. So I want to leave you in love, peace, and Black Power.